Today on the show, we are going to be talking about steps to help you unchain yourself from your childhood trauma or any past trauma that you may have experienced. Welcome to the Zainab Kanu Show, where we empower motherless daughters to change, to grow, and to heal. My name is Zainab and I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Please make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. On this channel, we talk about all things healing, self-care, therapy, anything that is going to guide you and help you towards releasing the pain that is within. It's all about healing on this channel. And if that is your thing, you want to heal, you want to change your life, then this is the channel for you. So make sure to hit the subscribe button. Make sure to hit the notification button so you don't miss an episode. Thank you. So what is trauma? Trauma is a deeply disturbing or distressing experience. Something that affects your equilibrium. It disturbs your equilibrium and affects your mental steadiness or your mental readiness. So an example of a traumatic experience, let's say for a child, would be living in a home with a drug addicted mother or a drug addicted father, like a drug addict. That is a traumatic experience. Let's say, for instance, the child comes home from school and they found their mother passed out from a drug overdose. That is a traumatic experience because that not only has the child been experiencing episodes of trauma when they have to see their parent being under the influence, now they have to witness their mother cold dead, just in a state of no response. That is a traumatic experience for a child. Another traumatic experience could be when your partner cheats on you. That is a traumatic experience. Or when you, as a child, you get beaten up, like you get what they call it, whip, you know, you get disciplined extensively. That is a traumatic experience. So there are different types of trauma. It can be a child going through a divorce. A child experiencing their parents go through a divorce is traumatic. So there is no such thing. Anything that affects your equilibrium, anything that disturbs your peace is traumatic. Anything. So don't minimize your traumatic experiences as, you know, like they're nothing. So you have a single episode, like an isolated episode of traumatic experience, like someone being raped. That's a traumatic experience. That could be an isolated episode. Now you can have a repeated molestation in the home. That is repeated trauma. And what happens with the repeated trauma is that it almost becomes normal. And that is dangerous. When you are experiencing repeated trauma, however you normalize it, or the people around you normalize the trauma. Again, for instance, would be someone being sexually molested in the home. Like for me, it wasn't in the home. For me, it was more so strangers. So it's like an isolated episode, but with different people. So then it becomes normal. So as I was growing up as a kid, I kind of normalized that. I kind of normalized sex. Ugh, weird, right? Because it happened to me so much that I didn't think something was wrong with it. I knew I felt disgusted within me. I felt disgusted in me. But my brain sort of kind of like accepted it and normalized it. So when something is done to you over and over and over again, and no one is either acknowledging or recognizing that, hey, wait a minute, this thing that's happening to this person is not normal. and you're a kid, no one stands up for you, you just think it's normal. Another repeated traumatic experience would be you are in a community and everyone is treated a certain way, but no one says anything. But everyone knows that it's not right. It's not okay. When you speak up about it, then you become the problem. But yet everybody is around you. They have normalized the trauma. They have made it like a norm. Like, let's say, for instance, you're married to a family, right? And the person that you're married to, their brothers and sisters are all accustomed to cheating. It's like normal. They were like, oh, it's not a big deal. Everybody cheats. It's not a big deal. There are no good men around. All the men are the same. They all cheat. But it doesn't feel right for you. But the same for the other women. It doesn't feel right for them. But you speak up about it, you're the problem. Because it's like, everybody cheats, so what's the big deal? Why are you mad about it? But even though that experience of you being cheated on was traumatic, you can't really speak on it. Now you have to dismiss and minimize your trauma. So there is danger in normalizing trauma. Because what happens when you normalize trauma is that sooner or later, the person is going to blow up. Especially someone that recognizes it in them. Because what happens when you normalize trauma is that people tend to pick up bad coping mechanism. You see a lot of women in my culture that have become accustomed to infidelity, that have become accustomed with their spouse not being loyal. They look amazing, they look great, but when you interact with them, you experience their bitterness, you experience their anger, because even though they have normalized it, right? They've normalized the experience, but because it's still traumatic, and trauma cannot be dismissed or minimized, because if you do that, it shows up in another form. And for these women, what happens is it shows up in bitterness, in angriness, in evil behaviors. I hope that makes sense for you. So comment below and let me know what traumatic experience have you or your family or your community normalized? What did they normalize? And what don't you agree with? What behaviors don't you agree with? What is your definition of trauma? I want to know. What are your thoughts when it comes to trauma? Why do you need to unchain yourself from your past trauma? Why? Because one, trauma creates drama. And that could be drama within you. You have drama with yourself. Drama with others, dramas with family members. So a drama within yourself would be conflicts, that double-mindedness. That double-mindedness is drama. All day, every day, replaying in your head. You going against yourself and trying to figure out, should I choose me? You know, this, like, it's a lot of drama. Because when you have trauma, you don't even know how to choose you. You don't even know how to support you. And when you don't know how to do those things, that is going to create drama within yourself. And then it's going to spill over to other people, such as family and friends. So trauma creates a lot of drama. When you are chained to your past trauma, you miss out on a lot of opportunities. And the reason why you miss out on a lot of opportunities is because you don't have mental clarity. You don't know what to choose when it comes to you, what's going to be beneficial for you, because you have that trauma attached to you that just weighs you down. Not only does drama weighs you down, it cripples you and gives you mental paralysis. It mentally paralyzes you. So here you are, mentally paralyzed, Not being able to make a decision that's going to be beneficial and that's going to be beneficial for you, that's going to support your well-being, because you have that mental fog. That is number two on why you should unchain yourself from trauma. Number three, why you should unchain yourself from your past trauma experiences is that it can make you crazy and paranoid. When you have unhealed trauma and you go around, you just start feeling like, you start assuming everyone is bad. You start assuming even the littlest thing someone does to you, you go from 0 to 100. You start becoming paranoid about people. Your thought process runs wild, but not in a positive way, but in a negative way. Oh, so that is number three, why you should unchain yourself to your past trauma. Number four is you lack courage. And now we all know you need courage to be successful. In order for you to be successful, honey, you cannot have success without courage. That bravery, that boldness, you need that. You need that. And trauma takes that away from you. Again, it cripples you physically. It paralyzes you mentally. Where are you going to find courage to take the step? Where are you going to be able to believe in yourself when you have all these wounds that are leaking? When you have all these wounds that are leaking, how are you going to be able to believe in yourself and move forward and be something and do something if you are still hurting? It's hard. Unhealed trauma increases the chances of you becoming a drug addict, a criminal, an alcoholic, a food addict, or anorexic, or bulimic. What happens is when a person has experienced trauma, and now after experiencing the trauma, that was in a state of where they had no control. So for people that experience bulimia and anorexia, they want to control something. And food is one thing that they can control. This is how people become anorexic or bulimic. A drug addict wants to just forget the trauma that they experienced. An alcoholic wants to forget the trauma that they have experienced. A criminal is just angry and feels like they need to do something about what was done to them. You know, I was just watching the story of the Unabomber today and just seeing how rejection impacted him. He was rejected and from that, he wanted to hurt and kill people. And it was just crazy to me. You know, someone rejects you and you just feel like it's the end of the world. Like, it makes no sense to me. But guess what? Once upon a time, it made sense to me, not to hurt people. Nope, I never, ever wanted to hurt anybody in my life, ever. May God never allow such a thing. However, was I angry at people? I was mad. Did I wish them bad? Yes. Yes, that's not a good thought. You don't want to be going around wishing people bad. Like, that's not nice. That's not kind, you know? So, but what happens is when I will experience rejection, I will be so hurt and it will take me to a space of like, I hate them, you know? And that's not okay. You know, that's not okay to be walking around hating people. Hate is very deadly to the person that is carrying the hatred. Not to the person that they're hating. It's very deadly for you if you're carrying hatred. So comment below and let me know if you have experienced rejection, whether it's from a family member or a friend, and what was your response to it? How did you feel when you were rejected? Those are the six reasons of why you should unchain yourself from your past trauma. Now that we have talked about why you should unchain yourself from your past trauma, I want to talk to you about the steps for you to unchain yourself from your past trauma. So, but first, if you have not subscribed, I want you to make sure to hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Also, make sure to hit the notification bell because that will give you an alert for when I do upload an episode. And we have episode every week. Every Thursday, we get a new episode, which is going to help you in your journey to becoming the best version of yourself, the healed version of yourself, where you get to be blissful and just enjoy life. Yes. So make sure to hit the subscribe button. So now that we have talked about why you should unchain yourself to your past childhood trauma or past traumatic experiences, I want us to talk about the steps. But before we do, I want to tell you that you really need to choose you. Before you can unchain yourself, you have to make the decision to choose you. Choose you. For me, I experienced rejection, abandonment, neglect, all kinds of abuse, and just a lot of pain. And I never did anything about it. As a matter of fact, where the abusers left off, I started off right there. Where they left off, I started. I did the same thing to myself. I rejected myself. I abandoned myself. I minimized and dismissed myself. I hurt myself because I had unhealed trauma and I had normalized people treating me bad. I felt like I deserved it. So when they stopped, I begin inflicting the same things that they were doing to me. Minimizing my trauma, dismissing my trauma, ignoring my trauma. I can remember what really hurts me so much is that when I was like 14, 15 years old, I tried so hard to get someone to hear me, to listen to me, to do something for me. And I can remember my father saying to me, if you start talking about these things, the white people are gonna think that you are crazy and they're gonna put you in a mental institution. So you better not say a word to anyone. And I never did. Until I was older. And I think for him, he thought that he was protecting me. I think so. I think he thought that he was protecting me. So he told me that, hey, don't talk about this. Don't tell anyone. Because I was like drowning when I was like 14, 15 years old. I was drowning. Sometimes I have no like memories of like my childhood. Like, matter of fact, I don't even have good memories. Or either the good memories just got blocked off. I am not sure. I feel like I need to see like a hypnotherapist or something. Because I would really like to go back to my childhood. I just want to see if there's something good I can remember. You know, I want to see. A memory that I had was when I was 6 years old. I think I told you guys this before. Where my mom sat on me because she was trying to suffocate me. And that is like the only memory I have of my mother. Like, I have no memory of my mother prior to the age of 14. I don't remember her hugging me, holding me. I have no memory. None. Man, that's crazy. That is so crazy. You know, and when I became an adult, there's nothing. Just bad stuff all around. The same. So the first step to unchain yourself from your childhood trauma is acknowledgement. Acknowledgement and recognition is very, very powerful because that is the only way you're going to start. You cannot heal what you don't see. You cannot heal what you don't acknowledge. You cannot heal what you don't recognize. So if you are dismissing what is happening to you, like I was, how would you be able to heal? This morning, I woke up and I was, you know, took a shower, got myself together, and I was doing my makeup. As I was sitting there, I became overwhelmed with emotions. Emotions, everything just flooded, like they just flooded to my brain, where I realized that, hey, I am hurting. And this just happened like 4 days ago, 4 or 5 days. I am like, I am hurting. Why am I hurting? And then I realized I am hurting because I have dismissed myself so much. I have rejected my emotions so much, minimized everything I was feeling, everything that I was experiencing. I just kept dismissing me over and over and over and over and over again. And this morning I got tired. I am like, I am hurting. Why would I dismiss me when that's what everyone else has done to me? And I was like, you know what? I can't run away from it. I cannot run away from it. I cannot do quick fix. And that is what led me to step number two. Step number two is sitting in my pain. I need to sit in it because I want to know how I feel. I want to put a name to the emotion, because a lot of times I feel angry. I feel angry not at anybody else. I feel angry at myself. I feel angry for the fact that I didn't know better then. I feel angry for the fact that I didn't have courage. I feel angry for the fact that I rejected myself. For the fact that I dismissed myself. It makes me angry. But I can't run away from it. So I have to sit in it. Because behind the anger, what I'm truly feeling is, I feel sad. I feel sad that I wasn't protected. I feel sad that no one in my life, my parents, protected me. Not my mom, not my dad. And I feel sad that I didn't have the support system that I deserved as a young lady. I feel sad for the fact that as a young lady, I did not have the guidance. I did not have the support. Everything I know is by the grace of God. God guiding me. There was no one that sat me down and talked to me about the birds and the bees. There was no one that just took my hand as a young lady to teach me what it is and what it means to be a young lady. How to carry myself as a young lady. How to comport myself as a young lady. I had none of that. And I feel sad for that young lady that she was all alone. Like, I was all alone figuring this stuff out. And I made so many mistakes that I am paying for heavily. Mistakes that I am paying for till this day. And that hurts me. So I feel sad. I feel hurt. My soul cries. So from sitting in it, these are all the emotions that I feel, all the feelings that I have. And now, what I have to do is step three. And that is, I have to contact a professional. I have to contact a professional to guide me in releasing myself, to guide me in to unchain myself from the past trauma. I no longer have mommy issues, thank God. But as soon as I was done with my mommy issues problem, now I have my childhood sexual problems that I literally have to address now in my 30s. And then all the experiences I had in my marriage, I have to deal with that now. And I have dismissed, minimized, ignored. And I thought because I have healed from mommy issues, that was it. That was all I needed to do and my life would be perfect. But here I am, unknowingly, all these emotions, they just overwhelmed me. All these memories. They overwhelm me. All these rejections I have experienced, they have overwhelmed me. And now I cannot ignore, minimize, dismiss, reject. I can't do it anymore. So I was good because I healed one aspect of my life, thinking that the pie will be whole. But how can you say a pie is whole when there's a piece that's missing? Impossible. If there's a piece that is missing, then the pie is no longer whole. So in order for me to get to heal and be whole, I have to address not just one trauma, but all of them. And that sucks. I don't feel like doing it, but I have to do it. I have to do it so that I can be whole again. Really be whole for the first time. Because the truth of the matter is, when I dealt with my mommy issues and I was so happy, I was in a good space, I felt a glimpse of whole, a glimpse of hope. Do you understand? And then now, the other traumas are like, wait a minute, you got to take care of us too. So I got to go back and take care of that young girl. I got to go back and take care of that young lady. Man, changing your life and healing yourself is no joke. It is a full-time job. A full-time job. Because now I have to make sure I'm aware. I'm aware of everything. My emotions, like, make sure I don't have outbursts. To wake up this morning and be flooded with all of those memories and all that I have tolerated. My God. So this is where I am. This is where I am. So I'm actually doing it with you. And there's a workbook that is coming out that I want to encourage you to check out. Because that workbook, I am going to be doing it as well. And I'm going to be sharing my answers on that workbook with you. It will be on the website. This is my life. And I have to unchain myself from that trauma. And the only way I can unchain myself is to heal. I gotta, the key is healing. I gotta pull me out. I gotta get me out of that cage so I don't destroy my life. So I don't pick up unhealthy coping mechanisms such as drugs, such as alcohol, such as not eating or overeating. I don't wanna lack courage, because you need courage to be successful as a person. So I am doing this. I promise you, while I am afraid, I am scared, but I have to do it anyway, because the thought of not doing it is more painful. So I have to sit down once and for all, do it, face it, so that I don't have to deal with it again, or deal with it in an uncontrolled setting. So right now, because I am choosing to address my trauma, to unchain myself from it, this is beneficial for me because I'm doing it in a controlled setting. I am aware, I am choosing. But an uncontrolled setting is when you get triggered, you don't see the trigger coming. Now you have to deal with it. You have to face it. That's what I had on Saturday. I was triggered. I wanted to bawl. Like, I wanted to just, I had myself in a fetal position because it was so much on Saturday. It was so much for me, emotionally, mentally. So one is acknowledgement. Two is sitting in your pain. Three is seeking out resources. And four, number four, is for you to be open to the process. You have to surrender yourself and be open to the process to heal. It is painful. Yes. Yes. It is painful. I wish I can tell you that it's not, but I will be lying to you. It is painful. Choosing you when you are not accustomed to it is painful. The first time I chose myself, it felt weird. I felt out of place. I felt like I was doing something wrong. I felt like I was being selfish. But when I did it with my mother, that was the best thing I did for me. And now I have to do it again because of another set of trauma. I know it will be the best thing. Because when I did it, when I was dealing with my mother, when I chose me, I loved the feeling. I had a lot of peace. Till this day, I have so much peace in that area. But the first time you do it feels very weird. You know, I don't believe in that selfless behavior where you selfless. Let's look that up. Selfless. What exactly is selfless? I cannot stand that word. Like, who made that word? Selfless. If I'm running on empty, how can I be beneficial for the other party? And so many people are running on empty, thinking that being selfless is amazing. Being selfless means, this is Google, means that you are concerned more about other people's needs and wishes than your own. Selfless means unselfish, means that you prioritize other people. Now, if you don't prioritize, if you do not prioritize you, who is going to prioritize you? Remember, we teach people how to treat us. I teach you how to treat me. I treat friends how to treat me. I teach people how to treat me. So if I am selfless all the time, who is going to fill my cup? Who is going to fill my cup? No one. Because human beings, we just want to take as much as we can and drain the other person. So selfless is not a good thing. So remember, be open to the process. Surrender yourself to the process. The next step is staying committed. Again, because it is hard. You have to stay committed. You have to stay committed to you. Everyone is, you know, you have experienced a lot of unfaithfulness, betrayal. Don't treat you like how others treat you. Now you are agreeing with them. You don't want to do that. You don't want to agree with your abusers to say you didn't deserve anything good. Because when you treat yourself in a harmful way, you neglect you, you become selfless. And you don't take care of you, you're sending a message that you don't matter. You do not matter. So the best message that you can send is for you to stay committed, consistent, and continue your healing. That is the best message you can send. So those are the steps. Step number one is acknowledgement. Number two, sit in your pain. Number three, seek professional help. Number four, be open to the process. Be open and surrender to the process. And number five, stay committed to you. Stay committed to you. Stay committed to your journey. Stay committed to your healing because you deserve it. I hope this has helped you. Please comment below. What steps are you taking? What steps have you taken? How is your journey going? I want to know how you are doing. But make sure to subscribe so you do not miss an episode. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss an episode. And on this channel, again, we talk about healing, we talk about growth, working from the inside out so that you can access your power and access the blissful life that is right in front of you.